If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 185 of the 80%. Seasoned entrepreneur Robert Diefenbach says, "Million-dollar ideas are a dime a dozen. The determination to see the idea through is what's priceless." This quote encapsulates a profound truth. Having a great idea is just the starting point. And that's what we'll talk about in this episode. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Robert Diefenbach is an American entrepreneur, and he says that million-dollar ideas are a dime a dozen. The determination to see the idea through is what's priceless. Ako mismo na-experience ko yan many years ago na ang dami kong gustong gawin. So, I made a mistake of trying to do everything. In the end, wala akong natapos. And indeed, there are a lot of good ideas out there. But ang mahirap is really deciding which path or which opportunity are you going to pursue. So, itong sinabi ni Robert Diefenbach, very important. And it actually contains several lessons. The first lesson would be the idea that there is an abundance of good opportunities. Naniniwala ko dyan, marami ka talagang pwedeng gawin. Maraming business opportunities, income opportunities, and with your imagination as the only limit, marami ka rin pwedeng maisip na mga pwedeng gawin para ma-improve yung iyong personal finance. So there is always an abundance of ideas. May mga naririnig kasi ako na parang wala na akong magawa, wala akong choice, parang wala akong opportunities, wala akong masyadong options. And I always tell them, you should take a step back, reflect, and minsan meron, hindi mo lang napapansin. Minsan, kailangan mo lang mag-aral ng isang skill and then new opportunities open up for you. Meron akong kakilala na walang idea about podcasting. And sinama ko lang sa isang podcast meetup. Natuwa siya. I opened him up to the world of podcasting. Mga Pinoy podcasters pa talaga yung mga nakilala. And with that, biglang merong light bulb moment siya na, uy, pwede ko tong gawin. Hindi ko balak na maging podcaster, but kasi ano siya eh, social media manager, na isip niya, yung social media marketing for podcast, parang wala pa siya sa Pilipinas. So sabi niya, siguro that's something that I can study and that's what he has been doing for the past more than a year or so. And may mga foreign podcast na siya under his clientele, no? That was a good income opportunity na hindi niya alam. Pero nung sumama siya sa akin sa isang meetup, nagkaroon siya bigla ng idea. So, there are a lot of good income opportunities out there. Sometimes, you just have to again, take a step back and evaluate yung current situation mo. Baka meron ka lang hindi nakikita. Or maybe there's just one door that you need to enter and yun yung mag-o-open up sa'yo to a lot of these ideas. Ang naging helpful sa akin if I'm running out of ideas is really to go out, not necessarily related to my field. Minsan, meron akong friend na doktor na pwede bang sumama dyan sa medical mission nyo. Minsan doon ako nakakakuha na idea yung wala doon sa usual na ginagalawan ko na social circle. And if you're looking for a good business idea, a good income opportunity, a new project that you want to pursue, then that might help. Step out of your comfort zone and do something different or go with someone na hindi mo usually nakakasama. Sometimes that will really give you doors that you can explore. The second lesson na binibigay sa atin ng quote is, of course, the main message itself, the importance of determination, the power of determination. Ang ibig sabihin ng determination when it comes to pursuing your idea is really deciding na ito yung gagawin ko. Meron kasing mga shiny object syndrome. Narinig nyo na ba yun? Shiny object syndrome na kung ano yung uso, yun yung ipupursue ng isang tao. Tapos kapag medyo hindi na siya pinag-uusapan, hindi na siya trendy, at merong bagong idea na naman na nagiging sikat, ina-abandon nila yung luma nilang project para gawin yung bagong project. Nako. So, para sa akin, if you really want to succeed, you have to be committed, you have to be determined that you will see something through. May mga home-based business na naitayo nung pandemic and it gave them good income. Pero nung nag-start na mag-open up yung economy, a lot of them abandoned or stopped those income ideas, those home-based businesses. Now, because of high inflation, medyo nagsastruggle yung ibang kakilala ko sa kanilang income, binabalikan nila yung mga dati nilang racket. However, times have changed, I can say. Iba na rin yung situation. It's not as easy to sell stuff to people right now. So they're also struggling. Yung akala nilang ganun kadali dati, medyo mahirap na ngayon. Iniisip ko, kung hindi nila inabandon yung kanilang home-based business dati, probably they were able to adapt dun sa opening up of the economy and they could have retained a lot of their customers na hanggang ngayon, pwede pa rin, probably bumibili pa rin sa kanila. So it's really important that if you're starting a project, pursuing an income opportunity, or working on a business idea, meron ka rin decision kung gano'n ko ba katagal gagawin ito. Kasi that will really prepare your mindset kung gano'ng kalaking effort ba ang ibibigay ko dito. If you're looking for a business idea that will allow you to eventually quit your job and become your main source of income, dapat gano'ng mindset ang iniisip natin once we start pursuing a particular business idea. Kasi kung nag-experiment lang tayo, madali nga tayo ma-distract ng mga shiny objects. So once you've decided na ito, gagawa ako ng isang cake shop, dapat ikaw mismo convince ka sa sarili mo na ito talaga yung gagawin ko for the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Dapat may ganong mindset. At kung hindi mo kayang i-convince yung sarili mo na ito na talaga gagawin ko forever, quote-unquote forever, then perhaps it might be better to look for another idea that will give you that kind of passion, no? Or that kind of interest na you see yourself doing this in the long term. So very important ang power of determination dahil madali magplano ng first steps mo, pero yung determination, yung motivation, yung inspiration to see the idea through, yun yung challenge. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The third lesson that this quote probably tells us is yung importance of being persistent. The persistence in the face of failure. Because the reason why a lot of people stop pursuing their business ideas is because nagkaroon sila ng setback, nagkaroon ng failure during the process, may hindi sila nagawa, and that already discouraged them. So pagdating sa determination, kapatid niyan yung persistence. Na kahit na nagkakamali ka, kahit na nagfi-fail ka, minsan nagre-regress ka pa eh. Akala mo you've been making progress, pero yung pala hindi. Mayroon kang mga setback, may mga kailangan kang ulitin. And that's normal. Because once you are able to get past yung mga birthing pains ng isang idea, it becomes easier, actually. So you have to accept that failure will be part of the journey and hindi ka dapat madi-discourage kung mag-fail yung mga ginagawa mo sa umpisa. Ang importante, you learn from your mistakes, you adjust yung approach mo. Minsan, you have to change your strategy. Basta, anything that you do will take you one step closer to your goal. The fourth lesson is you have to set your expectations that it is a long and winding road. Especially if you're pursuing a business idea, a long-term business idea, you have to accept that this is something that will probably become an integral part of your life. So marami kang dadaanan, marami kang unexpected twists and turns, mga problem, challenges na hindi mo naiisip ngayon, pero definitely in the coming years, if you really pursue that idea, ay maiisip mo. Diba? Madalas ko narinig yan, hindi ko in-expect or hindi ko inakala na mangyayari to. Sometimes those challenges, yan yung mga magbibigay sa'yo ng unique value. What do I mean by this? Meron akong kaibigan dati pa naman na nagtayo ng milk tea business. So, medyo madali, relatively, kasi usong-uso yung milk tea business noon. Pero, nung later on, yung mga customers niya doon sa kanyang milk tea business, kumukonti. Dati kasi ang bulk nung kanyang customers ay mga estudyante, pero mukhang nagsawa. So, nag-isip siya, anong gagawin ko para makakuha pa ng customers? So, nag-suggest ako na why don't you try or why don't you become more aggressive sa iyong marketing? And yun yung una niya reaction na, marketing, hindi naman ako advertising, wala naman akong background sa advertising and marketing. No? Paano ba ang gagawin ko dyan? That was something na hindi niya in-expect na kailangan niya palang matutunan. The same way with a lot of entrepreneurs na hindi nila in-expect na kailangan pala nilang matuto ng accounting para maintindihan yung ginagawa ng negosyo nila. Some of them would even go as far as learning about leadership and management. Kasi nung lumalaki na yung business, nagkaroon na sila ng medyo maraming staff. Tapos may mga problematic na employees, may mga staff na nag-aaway. So kailangan nilang pag-aralan yung mga HR department ang ginagawa. Ikaw, simpleng negosyante, nagsimula sa maliit, but as the business grows, as the company grows, more employees, yun, bigla nang nagkakaroon ng mga bagong challenges na kailangan mong i-upskill yung sarili mo. Okay? So it's a long and winding road, but I would also like to add that it's a long and winding and exciting road if you have a growth mindset. Marami kang matututunan, marami kang pag-aaralan. Next and last lesson that the quote tells us is that we should always learn to adapt. There's really a lot of room for improvement when you're pursuing a project. Marami kang matututunan. Usually, ang nakikita mo lang is a few steps in front of you. Ito lang yung mga kailangan ko. Pero as you journey through your business idea, madidiscover mo na important na open-minded ka. Meron kang growth mindset because there will be things that you need to study, you need to do to be able to grow or scale up. Sometimes there will be challenges, there will be situations that are out of your control that will require you to adapt, to pivot your business, to change yung strategy mo. May mga negosyo na dati napaka-successful, nagkaroon ng economic crisis or nagkaroon ng problema internally. Instead of closing down, they adopted their business. May mga negosyo na iba na ngayon yung produkto or iba na yung main product. The important thing is that the company survived, the business remained profitable, kahit na iba na yung flagship product nila. Ang naisip ko dyan, for example, Jollibee, when it was founded, the goal was really to provide fast food na American burgers to the Filipinos. Pero, of course, ngayon, ang number one product ng Jollibee is Chicken Joy, fried chicken. Very subtle. If you just learned about Jollibee, you'll see that it's just like McDonald's na burgers. Ang McDonald's kasi talaga burgers and fries ang main product. But Jollibee, ang main product talaga nila is yung Chicken Joy. Yung fried chicken, yung best-selling product nila. So, there are strategies that you need to do for your business to adapt, for your idea to really take off. So, kailangan meron tayong growth mindset, open-minded, and always be willing to adapt to the changes in our environment or in our situation. So, the next time you have a groundbreaking idea, remember that its value lies not only in its novelty, but in your determination to bring it to life. Your unwavering commitment and resilience in the face of the adversity will be the driving force behind the transformation of that idea into a million-dollar reality. So again, sabi ni Robert Diefenbach, million dollar ideas are a dime a dozen. The determination to see the idea through is what's priceless.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.